This is the Sakar Murli of 22nd of July 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the foundation of your study is purity. Only when there is purity are you able to fill yourself with the power of yoga. Only when there is the power of yoga will there be power in your words. Question. What full effort must you children make? Answer. Make full effort to remove the burdens of sins on your heads. If after belonging to the Father you commit any sins, you will fall very hard. If you cause the BKs to be defamed or cause them any other difficulty, you will accumulate a lot of sin. There will then be no benefit in your listening to or relating this knowledge. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father explains to you children how you can become pure from impure and become the masters of the pure world. The pure world of heaven is also called the land of Vishnu and the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Vishnu means the combined form of Lakshmi and Narayan that has been depicted. This is why the explanation is given in that way. However, when they worship Vishnu, they don't understand who he is. They also worship Mahalakshmi, but they don't understand who she is either. Baba now explains to you children in various ways. Imbibe this very well. Some people believe that the Supreme Soul knows everything, that whatever we do, whether good or bad, he knows it all. That is called a feeling of blind faith. God doesn't know about those things. You children know that God is the purifier, the one who purifies the impure. He purifies you and then makes you into the masters of heaven. Those who study well will claim a high status. But don't think that the Father knows what is in each one's heart. That is called being senseless. Whatever actions human beings perform, they definitely receive the return of them, whether good or bad, according to the drama. The Father has no connection with that. You should never think that Baba knows everything anyway. There are many who indulge in vice and continue to commit sin and who still come here or go to the centres. They think Baba knows anyway. However, Baba says, I don't do that business. Their understanding of the word Janijananhar, one who knows the secrets within, is wrong. You call out to the Father to come and make you pure from impure and to make you into the masters of heaven because of the many sins of many births on your heads. There are also the sins of this birth. You have to confess your sins of this birth. Many have committed such sins that they find it very difficult to become pure. The main thing is to become pure. This study is very easy, but you have to make effort as to how to remove the burden of sins. There are many who commit a lot of sin and thereby do a lot of disservice. They try to cause difficulties for the Brahma Kumaris ashram. They accumulate a lot of sin by doing that. Sins cannot be erased by giving this knowledge to others. Only by having yoga can sins be erased. First of all, make full effort to have yoga, for only then will an arrow strike someone. Only when you first become pure and have yoga Can there be that power in your words? Otherwise, no matter how much you explain to others, an arrow will not strike them. Therefore, it will not enter their intellects. There are the sins of many births. The sins that are committed now become much greater than the sins of many previous births. This is why it is said, those who defame the Satguru cannot reach their destination. That one is the true Baba, the true teacher, and the true Guru. The father says, those who cause the Brahma Kumaris to be defamed will also accumulate a lot of sin. First of all, you have to become pure yourselves. Some have a lot of interest in explaining to others, but there isn't a penny's worth of yoga. Therefore, what benefit would there be? The father says, the main thing is to become pure by having remembrance. People call out in order to become pure. On the path of devotion, they have developed the habit of simply stumbling around and making a lot of unnecessary noise. They pray to God, but God doesn't have ears. How could he hear or say anything without ears or a mouth? He is avyakt, subtle. All of that is blind faith. The more you remember the Father, the more you will be absolved of your sins. Don't think that the Father knows everything, that this one is remembering me a great deal, or that one is remembering me very little. Each of you has to look at your own chart. The Father has told you, it is only by having remembrance that you will be absolved of your sins. Baba also asks you how much you remember him. This can also be seen from your behavior. You cannot be absolved of sin other than by having remembrance. It isn't that when you relate knowledge to someone, yours or his sins will be cut away. No, it is only when you yourself stay in remembrance that your sins will be cut away. The main thing is to become pure. The father says, now that you belong to me, don't commit any sin. Otherwise you will fall very badly. You will then have no hope at all of claiming a high status. When you explain to many at an exhibition, you become very happy thinking that you have done a lot of service. However, the father says, first of all, you must at least become pure. Remember the Father. Many fail in having remembrance. This knowledge is very easy. You simply have to know the cycle of 84 births. In other studies, they have to study mathematics and make plenty of effort. What will they earn? If someone dies while studying, that study is finished. When you stay in remembrance, you are able to imbibe this knowledge. By your not becoming pure and having your sins erased, there would be a lot of punishment experienced. Don't think that your remembrance reaches Baba anyway. What would Baba do with that? If you remember Baba, you become pure. What does Baba have to do with that? Would Baba say, well done, to you? Many children say, I constantly remember the Father. Who else do I have apart from him? They continue to tell lies in this way. A lot of effort is required for remembrance. They can't even understand whether they are remembering Baba or not. Unknowingly, they say that they are constantly in remembrance. No one can become a master of the world and claim a high status without making effort. Only when you have the power of remembrance are you able to do service. Then it will be seen how much service you have done and how many subjects you have created. There has to be an account of that. How many have I made equal to myself? You have to create subjects first. Only then can you claim a royal status. There isn't any of that at the moment. Only when you stay in yoga and fill yourselves with that power will an arrow strike someone accurately. It is mentioned in the scripture, Mahabharata, that Bishambhitame and Dronacharya, etc., received knowledge at the end. When all impurity has been removed from a soul, and that soul has become Satopradhan, there will be power in that soul, and arrows will quickly strike others. Never think that Baba knows everything. Why would Baba need to know anything? Those who do something receive the reward of that. Baba continues to observe everything as the detached observer. Some write to Baba, "Baba, I went to such and such a place to do service." Baba asks, "First of all, are you staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance? The first thing you must do is to break away from everyone else and connect yourselves to the One Father. You have to become soul conscious. Even while living at home, you have to consider this world and your bodies to be old. Everything is going to be destroyed. We are only concerned with the Father and his inheritance." Baba is not telling you not to stay at home with your family or not to talk to anyone. Some ask Baba if they can go to someone's wedding. Baba says, "You may go. Go there and do service. Your intellect should be connected in yoga to Shiv Baba. Only with the power of remembrance can the sins of many births be burnt away. If you continue to commit sin here too, there will be a great deal of punishment. If while becoming pure someone falls because of vice, he dies. He would be totally crushed. By your not following Srimat, there is a great deal of loss. Srimat has to be taken at every step. Some commit such sins that they are unable to have yoga. They are unable to have remembrance. If they then go and tell others that God has come and that they should go and claim their inheritance from him, they wouldn't believe them. No arrow would strike them. Baba has told you to give this knowledge to the devotees and not to waste it on those who don't want it. Otherwise, this will cause more defamation. Some children ask Baba, "Baba, I have the habit of donating. What should I do now that I am on the path of this knowledge?" Baba advises you, "Children, there are many others who will continue to donate to the poor. Poor people are not dying of starvation. Even religious beggars, fakirs, have plenty of money. Therefore, your intellect should be moved away from all of those things. You need to be very cautious about giving donations. There are many who continue to perform such actions, don't even ask. They don't even realize that the burdens of sin on their heads are becoming heavier. The path of this knowledge is not just fun and games. Dharamraj is with the Father. A lot of punishment will have to be experienced from Dharamraj. It is said you will come to know everything when Dharamraj takes the final account. It doesn't take a long time to experience the punishment of many births. Baba has also explained to you the example of sacrificing oneself at Kashi. That belongs to the path of devotion, whereas here it is the path of this knowledge. Offering human sacrifices too is fixed in the drama. All of those things have to be understood. Don't ask why this drama was created or why we were brought into the cycle. Everyone has to continue to come into the cycle. This drama is predestined. If you didn't come into the cycle, there would be no world. There cannot be eternal liberation. Even the principal one cannot have eternal liberation. The cycle will turn in the same way after 5,000 years. This is in the drama. No one can receive a status just by explaining or giving this knowledge to others. First of all, you have to become pure from impure. Don't think that Baba knows everything. What would Baba do by knowing everything? First of all, you souls, know what you do according to Srimat and to what extent you remember Baba. What benefit would there be by Baba knowing all of that? Whatever you do, you receive the reward of that. Baba can tell from how you act and from service you do whether you do good service. So-and-so has performed many sinful acts, even after belonging to the Father. Therefore, there is no power in the knowledge that that person gives. This sword of knowledge must have the sharpness of the power of remembrance. With the power of yoga, you gain victory over the whole world. With this knowledge, you claim a high status in that new world. First of all, become pure. Unless you become pure, you cannot claim a high status. You come here to change from ordinary humans into Narayan. Impure ones cannot become Narayan. You have to use the correct method to become pure. Even some especially beloved children who look after centers have to make a lot of effort for this. Because they don't make this effort, there isn't that power in those souls, and no arrow can then strike the target. There isn't the pilgrimage of remembrance. They just explain to many at the exhibitions. First, you must become pure by having remembrance. Then there is this knowledge. When you become pure, you become able to imbibe this knowledge. Impure ones are unable to imbibe this knowledge. The main subject is remembrance. There are various subjects in worldly studies. People come to you to become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. To become a Brahma Kumar or Kumari, a brother or sister, is not like going to your auntie's home. You mustn't become this just in name. In order to become a deity, you first definitely have to become pure. Then, after that, there is also this study. If you only study but don't become pure, you cannot claim a high status. Pure souls are needed. Only when you become pure can you claim a high status in that pure world. Baba emphasizes purity a great deal. Unless you maintain purity, you cannot give this knowledge to anyone. However, Baba doesn't look at anything. He is sitting here himself and explaining everything. On the path of devotion, people receive a reward for their devotion. That too is fixed in the drama. How would the father speak without a body? How would he listen to anyone? It is when a soul has a body that he can speak and hear. The father says, I don't have any organs. Therefore, how could I listen to anyone or know anything? Some believe that Baba knows when they indulge in vice, that if he didn't know, they wouldn't consider him to be God. There are many who are like that. The father says, I have come to show you the way to become pure. I see everything as the detached observer. It can be seen from a child's behavior whether he or she is worthy or unworthy. You have to give the proof of the service you do. You also know that you receive the reward of whatever you do. If you follow Srimat, you become elevated. If you don't follow Srimat, you become dirty and fall. If you need to ask something, ask it clearly. There is no question of blind faith. Baba simply asks, if you don't have the power of remembrance, how would you become pure? Some commit such sins even in this birth, don't even ask. This is a world of sinful souls, whereas the golden age is a world of charitable souls. This is the confluence age. Some have such dull heads that they are unable to imbibe anything. They are unable to remember Baba. It will then be too late, because the haystack will be set on fire and they will be unable to stay in yoga. At that time there will be very many cries of distress. Mountains of great sorrow are yet to fall. The only concern you should have is how to receive your fortune of the kingdom from the Father. Renounce body consciousness and become engaged in doing service. Become benevolent. Don't waste your money. Never give donations to impure ones who are not worthy of receiving them. Otherwise, the one who gives the donation accumulates that burden. It isn't that you have to go out and beat drums saying that God has come. There are many such people in Bharat who call themselves God. No one would believe you. You know that you have now received enlightenment. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Together with studying, you definitely have to become pure. Become a worthy and obedient child and give the proof of your service. Follow Srimat and make yourself elevated. 2. Don't waste your money. Never give donations to the impure. Donate the wealth of this knowledge to those who are worthy of it. Blessing. May you truly die alive and have a cremation ceremony of your old sanskars. When a person dies, that body is cremated, and through that, the name and form completely finish. In the same way, when you children die alive, then although your bodies are the same, you have the cremation of your old sanskars, memories and nature. If someone who has been cremated appears to you, he is called a ghost. Here too, when the sanskars that have been cremated awaken and emerge again. They are evil spirits of Maya. Chase away those evil spirits and do not even talk about them. Slogan. Instead of talking about the suffering of karma, Karma Bhog, talk about your stage of karma yoga. Avyakt signal. Accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. A king doesn't do a task himself, but he gets it done. The one who does it is a servant of the king. If a king's servant does not serve him properly, his kingdom then becomes unstable. Similarly, the soul is also the one who gets things done. The ones who carry out actions are the special Trimurti powers, the mind, intellect, and sanskars. You should first have ruling power over these. Then your physical organs will naturally move along accordingly in the right way. Om Shanti.